just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stack burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. If you, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can find easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. And remember their newest location in Odessa, just a minute or so west of the Suncoast Parkway. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford for the second year in a row for hosting the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Night. We had even twice as many people on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford this year, and Sean Sullivan simply doubled the checks he writes to Podcast League listeners. Each Podcast League winner will receive a $1,000 check from Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford for winning the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. We have two leagues, the NFL, the National Fantasy League, and the AFL, the American Fantasy League. Quick note on those leagues and also my personal league, the Foundation, which is in year seven. We have one undefeated team through 4 weeks, and that's one of our supporters and caterers who is in the new AFL this year. That's Scott, regional manager for Payway, and he's into it. And while he told me he's not doing well in his other leagues, he's doing great in our podcast league. He is 4-0. They are the Payway Privateers. And thanks again, Scott, for bringing delicious food from one of your Tampa stores. Visit Scott at the Payway in Carrollwood on Northdale Mabry, or the West Shore location, sort of on the corner there of West Shore and what is either known as Spruce or Boy Scout, right there, sort of on that corner across from International Mall, that sort of northern West Shore corner before you go across to the mall. Thanks, Scott, and well done this year. 100-plus points to win in week four. Just a shout out to Scott at Payway. Thanks again for catering and supporting the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and being my only undefeated team through 4 weeks. My only winless team is a former Foundation League champion, golf pro at Countryside Country Club, Benjamin Hamm. Good friend, great guy, two-time ass man, and on the way to a third, 0-4. He has, like some of you, been victimized by the McCaffrey injury. Then he lost Julio Jones to injury. His team just doesn't look very good right now. He took a beating behind the woodshed in week four of the Foundation. So he is the only winless team through 4 weeks in any of my three leagues. All right, for questions, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Don't expect me to pick your starters. I wouldn't want you to pick mine, but I'll offer you a second opinion if you sort of tell me what you're thinking, your opinion of players, what your situation is. Let me review both what happened in week four, top performers, and also where we are through 4 weeks. Week four, Tyreek Hill, after not having anything in week two, week three, huge game week four. So he's had huge game week one, relatively nothing week two, relatively nothing week three, huge game week four. Just something you have to deal with. So he was wide receiver one. Technically, since I play in Yahoo leagues, Cordarrelle Patterson, who I just took a flyer on and started as one of my running backs because Yahoo lists him both as a running back and a wide receiver. In, I believe, ESPN leagues, he is only a running back, but he also qualifies as a wide receiver. He was wide receiver two last week. Like Hill had three touchdowns. He was also RB1, if you want to look at it both ways, for Yahoo Leagues. Debo Samuel in week four was wide receiver three. Debo kind of, I can't put him in the same breath as Tyreek Hill, but he's kind of doing it the same way. It is all or nothing. Now, that's not going to be the case with Tyreek Hill going forward. He's not just going to have big games or nothing. Debo might, just might. That San Francisco offense is tough to figure out right now. Maybe Kyle Shanahan is trying to figure it out as well, considering the quarterback questions, the running back questions, the disappointment of Brandon Ayuk, trying to get Kittle more involved. That hasn't worked. But Debo was wide receiver three in week four. Rest of the top 10 wide receivers in week four, according to my 21st century modernized standard scoring, Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore. There's CJ, is it Uzoma? The tight end for the Bengals. And as I was somewhere enjoying a late drink on Thursday night, I just saw him making some big plays as the Bengals rallied to keep Urban Meyer winless. That's always enjoyable. So there's a tight end in the top six of wide receiver slash tight end, which is the way I play tight ends in my league, and you should too. Randall Cobb jumped up to wide receiver slash tight end seven. Corey Davis at eight. Raymond for the Lions. Don't know that that's sustainable with the mess the Lions are in at nine. And then Mo Alie-Cox, where is he now? Indy? Yeah, he flashed to wide receiver tight end 10. Again, nothing you can really count on. I don't imagine any of you or many of you had Uzoma or Alie-Cox as a mandatory tight end start. Further proof you shouldn't have mandatory tight ends. All right, week four running backs. Again, in Yahoo leagues like mine, where I put in Patterson in the podcast league and he gave me nearly 30 points, he was RB1. Beyond that, if, I guess in most leagues, he is considered only a running back. In Yahoo, he's considered running back wide receiver. So let's just call Patterson RB1, Eckler Sunday on the Monday night game RB2, Barkley RB3, and the Giants win against the Saints, which you know is going to happen because if you watch that show, The Daily Wager on ESPN, I watch it and record it just for what Anita Marks says. And I'm also a fan of Felica and Stanford Steve, but I listen to Anita Marks because she should be Anita Makeover. And any of her better plays, if you go the other way, if you don't have a strong opinion, but you go the other way against her, you're going to break even. Her best play was the Saints laying 7 against the Giants. So I had the Giants on the money line at nearly 3-1 and the Giants getting 7 and both cashed. Anita Marks should not be on that program giving gambling advice. RB4 was Derrick Henry. There's my horse. David Montgomery was RB5, but is now out for weeks with an injury for the Bears. Ezekiel Elliott was RB6. James Robinson, maybe Urban Meyer finally figured something out before the door hits him in the ass in Jacksonville. RB7, James Conner, RB8. Jonathan Taylor, RB9, as the Colts got a win. CEH, RB10, and he scored on a receiving touchdown. They're force-feeding him, and it's working the last 2 weeks for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I still stand by telling you 2 weeks ago he was a sell-high candidate. Najee Harris, RB11. Quarterbacks in my 21st century modernized standard scoring for week four went Mahomes. I told you in the VEASAN audience about Sam Darnold. I thought he would be the biggest beneficiary of McCaffrey being out, and he scored two more rushing touchdowns and had a lot of passing yards through the air, primarily to DJ Moore in the Panthers' loss to the Cowboys. So Mahomes had a big game, and Darnold was right behind him as QB2 in week four. Then Matt Ryan, then Heinicke, Dak, Hurts, Jones, Rodgers, Wilson, and Kyler Murray. Okay, so for the season now, let's go. We'll start with quarterbacks for the season through 4 weeks. QB1 is Mahomes. I know some of you have actually been disappointed by what he did before this past week. He's the number one overall player in my scoring settings in fantasy football and the only one in triple digits. Number one. Number two overall is Kyler Murray. He has paid off for those of you who invested, a third, fourth, maybe a fifth round draft pick in him as your QB. Then technically I have a tie for overall three between Derrick Henry. Yes. And Jalen Hurts. So for those of you, and it was probably an Eagles fan, because I know in the Foundation League, it was an Eagles fan, who waited out picking a quarterback and took Jalen Hurts later, it's paid off. He's tied for overall three through 4 weeks, and he's QB3 through 4 weeks. It isn't pretty, but he's putting up great fantasy numbers. QB4, Tom Brady. QB5, Sam Darnold. It's not just the last couple weeks without McCaffrey. Sam Darnold is QB5 for the season. Danny Jones, QB6. Josh Allen, QB7. He had the big week in week 3. The first couple, not so much. But unless he gets hurt or something happens in Buffalo, by the time we get to the end of the regular season, we're going to be talking about Josh Allen in the top three or five. Russell Wilson, QB8. Matt Stafford, QB9. Lamar Jackson, QB10. That Lamar Jackson number would be, let's just put it this way, he'd be on the fringe of the top five easy if Marquise Brown could catch the ball more often. Although Brown did catch the long touchdown in their win against Denver. Wide receiver / tight end. Well, I'm just saying that because that's the position I use, or the scoring system I use. There are no tight ends among the top 10 pass catchers through 4 weeks. Not Kelsey, not Waller, not Uzoma, not Dalton Schultz. They're all wide receivers. Kupp, number one. Then Tyreek Hill. Kupp has just been more consistent than Hill. Kupp's had 3 good games. Hill's had 2 good games. Then Debo, 2 good games. In Yahoo leagues, Cordarrelle Patterson is wide receiver 4. Yeah. DJ Moore, wide receiver 5. The beneficiary of all those points from Sam Darnold. Then Mike Williams did not get a lot of looks in the Monday night game against the Raiders, but he's still wide receiver 6 for the year. Jamar Chase, wide receiver 7. I don't know that that's sustainable, but as we said on a previous podcast, maybe Joe Burrow just feels comfortable with scoring plays to Jamar Chase because that's what they're doing. Terry McScorin is my wide receiver 8. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver 9. Lockett is still wide receiver 10 with a huge drop off the last 2 weeks that we talked about here on the podcast. Finally, top running backs through 4 weeks. Henry is 1, and it's not even close because of his volume and his touchdowns. Eckler is 2 on the strength of being RB1 in week 4. Then Cordarrelle Patterson would be RB3 if you're viewing him solely as a running back. Ezekiel Elliott, RB4. Not bad considering he barely touched the ball, but was a hell of a blocker protecting Dak in the opening game against the Bucks. Ezekiel Elliott is RB4 this season. Then Aaron Jones, he had the big week 2 game. And there's Kareem Hunt. For those of you who just don't believe me, when I keep telling you, don't look at Hunt as a backup running back on the Browns, he's RB6. This season, in my scoring settings, 0.7 points ahead of Nick Chubb. Then Montgomery, who of course we've talked about, is going to be out for a little while. I think James Robinson has bubbled up the last 2 weeks. Then Joe Mixon. And then Saquon Barkley just outside my top 10. Just under 50 points for the season. Again, I'll take your questions. At ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Please follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at ToddWright2121, or I'm simply Todd Wright, living in Tampa, Florida, on Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.